1, 2, 3. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Interviews. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And Drexel from the MGTOWN Podcast, also MGTOWN Arcade, and several other different things that they're working on all the time.
Always. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is all a surprise, but basically one of the things I wanted to do is that my co-host really loved, well, at least at one time, you really liked to go on those dating sites a lot. Like, that was your thing.
I occasionally go on them, yeah.
Well, basically, you know, I watched over the past. There was this one girl that you said was Russian, and then there was this other one. Oh, yeah. You've just been through. So, talk to us a little bit about the dating sites that you've went on, you know, over the past number of years, the experiences you've had, the dates you've had. Just kind of let us know what it's like on the dating sites and in your experience in the modern era.
I'd say, you know, here lately it's, I mean, there's some decent people to talk to out there, but they're far in between. Pretty much like the dating scene, just going to the bar, you can talk to some good people or you can run into the biggest assholes you've ever met. The only difference is on the dating site, if they're shallow and looking for something different or you're looking for a certain thing, you can bypass all the other people and
right,
you know, check the ones you like. You know, you still have to watch out for scammers or, you know, but if you look in a bar type scenario or going out, you'd have to worry about bar flies. Women, yep, just, they're like, oh yeah, I want to get to know you, buy me a drink or, yep, something like that.
Yeah. And yeah, let people know that you are 40. So you are from that generation. Yeah. You are from a different generation.
I've done bars. I've done just meeting people out in public, and I do the dating scene on the online some, but I guess starting out was plenty of fish and Tinder, which I guess in our location Tinder isn't just as known for a hookup site as much as, because you'll get on there and they're always like, I'm not here to hook up, I'm here to date, all that. So but I think I got banned from Tinder. I hadn't been on it in like months and months. I was like, oh, I'll see what Tinder's up to.
I also
and
I got guess banned on it.
Got a hold of my account, or I don't think you can get banned for just not being on there for a long time.
Right, right, right.
But when I got back on it, I was banned from the site. So
yeah,
I think I usually do Bumble if I do anything. Facebook dating's okay. Facebook dating's interesting because it uses friends of friends a lot of times, so it's usually people you know through other people, or you know, just they you each know one person. Upward, that's a Christian dating site. I like it, and I've met a few people, but I want to say Facebook dating, Bumble, and Upward I've had the most luck on. Recently, Upward for some reason, not Upward, Okay Cupid, but
really?
Usually that's like,
use that back in the day.
Oh yeah, it's okay, but you know, it's more entertaining than anything. But
oh yeah,
because you got to sift through a lot of,
you gotta trash. Sift through all the last time I went on there, it was full of trans people, and well, I was like, holy crap.
The good thing about that is they're not very well disguised trans people. They got like 5 o'clock shadows. You can usually see them a mile away. Like, I've never seen a woman with an Adam's apple and a full beard. But
oh shit!
Oh yeah, it's not my thing. But they'll pop up on Men Searching for Women real quick.
Yeah, they will. I was like, nope, I'm done with this mess.
Oh yeah, but
all right.
Really, I mean, I think recently I went on a date with a woman who does ethics violations for law firm goes to businesses that have been on ethics violations and investigates it. But
how'd that go?
It was okay. I mean, she, for as cool of a job as that sounds, not that interesting of a person. And I don't think she was all that interested in me coming back from a kidney transplant and kind of up in the air whether I'm going to go back to work there.
Right, right.
Try to find a better job. Probably found a better job.
Right, but, right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, he just got done.
Let me ask you this, though. When you're in this situation, right?
Oh, yeah.
You talk about, you know, the different sites and, you know, what people are looking for. Because, like, I do agree with you on that, in that regard. One thing about the online experience is that it's much more akin to shopping, right? And it's very analogous to, like, picking out something. Like, so like you said, if you were to meet somebody right now at a bar, how long it would take to get to, like, to know certain things in terms of compatibility, I think you're definitely right about that. It would take longer, right? Yeah. Whereas, like, if you're on a website, let's say you're on, like, FetLife or something, right? Yeah. If you want to know if someone's in, like, BDSM, you know, everyone who's on FetLife would be into those kinds of activities. You see what I'm saying? Okay. So, like, you do bypass that, but, like, I think in return, I think everyone's, I guess you said, like, their expectations are kind of diluted, right? Because it's like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many guys are on there, like, looking for relationships, like you said. They always smile, I'm not here for a hookup. Yet, that's really all they can get. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm never looking for a hookup. If it happens to find me, though, I'm okay with that. But, I get dating, too, like, I'm more of a talker than a writer in the first place, so I had to learn to message people right instead of speaking with them, because I could probably win them over talking to them for a few minutes rather than texting them for a week or a couple days or something. But it's gone both ways, where I've talked to one girl for a couple weeks before we meet, and sometimes you don't ever meet them. They're kind of flaky and afraid to meet someone or in person and all that. And on the other hand, I've met them within 2 days, wanted to meet up and do something. So, it's okay on the dating scene. But I do prefer meeting people in person, but those are far and in between, just because it's usually people, friends of friends and all that. Used to... I want to say that was a big percentage of how probably our parents and, older generations met, was through friends of friends. I think that's how my parents met. Some of my friends down the road, that's how their parents had met. I don't know how, a lot of others, but
yeah.
I want to say they'd done they had looked into that, and it was, I want to say, like 45, or not, maybe not 45, but I think 35 to 45% of people during the 60s and 70s had met up through friends of friends or something like that. So it was a big thing back in the day.
So when you
Without the internet, your social circle was much smaller, right? So if you have a smaller social circle, that meant that, at the end of the day, like, you didn't have that large dating pool. So, like, you were only competing against people that you basically knew, right? Like, 6 degrees of separation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like someone in your town. I mean, you think about it. It wasn't like somebody was, like, driving all the way, like, you know, across state lines to find somebody. You know what I'm saying? It was, like, within your own group, like, oh, this person knows that person, or they work with that person, because that's how people used to meet. I mean, you know, you can remember, you know, we're in the same age group. You know, back in the day, you really only knew people kind of, you know, from your own community, like from your own high school or wherever your stomping ground was, right?
Yeah.
Once you got a car, you had, like, a little more access, but, like, overall, because there was no internet back then, you didn't have to worry about competing against everybody. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. There wasn't, there was delusions from TV and cable and all that, but there wasn't as easy access to it like now with porn and the internet. Like, now, I guess people's standards are built so high at, it's a little out of control what they expect. And, I'm not too picky as long as they don't have a pretty face and nice teeth. Ain't missing too many. They look decent. They look like they take care of themselves. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, though, I'll say the sad thing about that is that with all this pill popping and everything, a lot of these modern women have outside beauty, right? They have outer beauty unlocked. It's the inner beauty I think a lot of them fail.
Oh, yeah. Outer beauty's a dime a dozen, but inner beauty's a lot harder to find these days.
It's really gotten tough, I would say, with the advent of social media, because, you know, it damaged so many, like I said, it damaged people in general, but especially the girls, because they're the ones that, if you really look at, like, you know, what the opposite sex is looking for, women are the ones that are delusional on the dating market. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've actually proven that the man that women are looking for doesn't exist, right? Like, he has to be six to this. He has to make X amount of, like, when you start to, there's the female delusion calculator. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Oh, yeah,
but if you type in what women are looking for, like, it literally is like less than 1% of men on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I think we did that analogy with the astronaut.
Yeah, men are much more realistic. They're like, listen, as long as a woman, you know, is attractive, she's nice, you know, and she has, like, men usually list like two or three things, and they're like, yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah.
From there, I can work with it. So, I mean, men, you know, like I said, men don't have, like, a higher requirement. They don't have, you know, what does she do for them? Like, guys don't care. Like, women have so many expectations. I think it's kind of, it's hurt in that regard. But I got to ask you this, though. If you're on these sites, I've heard Ben Shapiro talk about this, right? Like, you know, you're supposed to be dating toward marriage. Like, so what is it that you're actually looking for on the site if you're getting the same basic result?
I've kind of broadened my what I want over the years, because chances are you might find marriage on it, you might not. You might find someone to date, you might not. But I kind of look at it like, well, if anything, it's entertainment. If I do meet someone, I can actually take that seriously and build off of that. If not, that way I hadn't wasted my time, I guess. But initially, you probably wasted more time than you're actually getting anything out of it. But if you're just sitting at the house a lot, especially now everything's getting so expensive to go out, that is an option that might be better. Like, if I'm going to go out, I'm not going to go out every night hunting for someone, or looking for someone. That'd be less creepy. But that way, you're not spending all that money going out every night, hitting people up. You can just look on there and hopefully find something or someone you're interested in, build from there.
I hear what you're saying, but I guess my main issue always goes back to the fact that it's like, if we can all agree online dating in general is more of a hookup culture kind of environment, then it's like, what is the purpose of going on there if that's not what you're looking for? Because, I mean, if you're just looking to hook up, I strongly encourage it, by all means. Use whatever tools you can to achieve that end goal. Just protect yourself. But, I mean, you sound like that's not what you're looking for, yet you're still going through with it. Like, you got to remember, most women are only on dating apps for validation, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
like, they're not there to actually meet you. Like, they're there just to talk to dudes, engage, bullshit, just get attention. And, like, that's why a lot of them never meet. That's why, you know, you'll hear guys be like, oh, are you real? You know, guys get, kind of defensive about women's dating profiles because most women don't ever intend to meet.
Oh, yeah. A lot of it, you know, I look at red flags. Like, if it looks like they're professionally done photos, chances are they looked them up somewhere.
Right.
Or maybe they did spend a little bit of money. But if they're from our town and they're all in tropical areas, good chance it's not the same person. But as far as hooking up and dating, they're there just far and in between. Like, the Upward's probably a better site for meeting, for dating and working towards marriage. The Facebook dating, that one, because if you know the friend of a friend, you can always hit them up and say, hey, what about so-and-so?
Yeah.
Those are okay options for that. But I have met them on Bumble. Bumble I like because the woman actually has to put some effort into it and at least put the first message. Usually if they just put hi or that, I'm probably not going to message them back. Like, they have to actually show some kind of effort. Because I'm not doing all the heavy lifting.
Well, it's funny you say that, when you say, you know, how when women approach, because that was the whole point of, I believe, Bumble. I can't remember if that was Hinge, too. I remember reading an article about it. But the very notion of the women being in the driver's seat in terms of the approach, they're quick to say, hey. But if, you know, they always tell guys to be creative and blah, 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 right? Okay. Yeah, when they reach out to you, it's like, hi.
Yeah, and you've, in the past on dating sites, which I've heard other people, like, guys saying hi or hey, and a woman like, I'm not going to even respond to you because he, or they won't respond to you. They'll either message you, and but they think they can get away with it. So, yeah, it's ridiculous what... the double standard there. But I've gotten pretty creative responses from women on Bumble, so it's okay.
Do you have a sense of, like, addiction to the, like, online dating experience? Because it's like, do you ever go, like, a certain point in the day where it's almost like you're, like, itching to check your profiles and to interact?
Like, I think when it's start, or the whole dating online scene started, it was probably a lot more popular. I mean, it's still popular, but I'm not just aching to check out my thing. If I'm talking to someone, I'll at least check it out to respond to them, but that's, you know, it's far and in between when I'll check my dating profile, but maybe once a week. But I'm not dying to look at it. But, you know, I kind of enjoy being on my own anyway. But if I could find someone to add to that, I'm all up for it. So.
Well, here's the issue with that, though. There's so little reward to modern relationships. I'm sure you've seen, you know, when you're out and about or people in your family, like the henpecked husband, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's wearing the pants. She's... Yeah, and the reason why she's able to do that is because of course, the threat of the state coming after him, right? As soon as she says she's not happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily, a lot of I have had a friend that got divorced shortly after. Luckily, he didn't have any money at the time, so she wasn't after any. But I have a friend that's currently married, and they had a good understanding going into it. And it's working out really well, but... I'd have to think to see what other friends of mine are married. A lot of the women I'm friends with that have gotten married, they usually dated or married older men, but I don't think they were just well off or anything. They're just older and, I guess, a little more mature. And but yeah, I have seen some pretty crappy relationships, but luckily a lot of my friend base are pretty well grounded on the marriage scene.
But I mean, what is your expectation in terms of what you want out of these relationships?
Oh, I'd definitely say it'd be a partnership. It wouldn't be like her just hoping I can provide for, especially nowadays. Used to, when I think things were easy to attain and afford, I would say it wouldn't have bothered me for a woman to take a different role. But now you almost have to have the same role in both having a job and both working towards a goal. But, I mean, I have my own house and own vehicle and all that. So anything you have before a marriage is probably better off, because I think in this state, they can't go after anything you own before the marriage.
Oh, wow.
It may be.
I didn't know that.
Everywhere, but I know here for sure.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I say that is because, like, here's my thing. You and I, everybody else who is feeling the effects of hyperinflation and all that, right?
Oh, yeah. It's getting bad.
Now, that being said, what is it, like, where does the relationship fall into your life, being that the cost of everything has gotten out of control, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, like, what is it that you're going to gain from this? I'm against relationships because, like, I just think it's a foolish endeavor, because you're going to waste too much time, too much money. You can't get any of that back, right? Like, if you were the kind of guy who tricks off X amount of money on whatever woman, right? You add up all the vacations and dinners and everything. You add all that up, you're like, okay, when the relationship is over, that's sunken cost, right?
Oh, yeah.
And now the sunken cost is just costing a lot more due to hyperinflation. So my thing is, what is it that you attempt to gain from that?
I mean, a mutual relationship, but I understand the way I look at it now with the dating. I think was the last date, maybe last month was the last. No, maybe the first of this month was the last date I went on. There, it was probably one of the smaller dates I've been on. We just went to a bakery and had a coffee and, you know, cookies or something like that. Just sat and talked. It's a community bakery, and it was nice, but I go out with friends at least once a week to eat, so I just treat it like, well, if I'll go out with my friends once a week and I mix that in there, I'm pretty much not out any money, because I was going to spend that on going out with friends anyway. So I just treat it like that and try to have a good time either way. But, yeah, a mutual relationship would be nice to build from. But, if you treat them like friends, if they can hang with you like a friend, I usually think that's a good sign in the right direction anyway.
I get that. One of the main things is this, though. When it comes to, like, you know, how much you're willing to invest in long-term relationships, one of the things I find funny is that, like, people will acknowledge the problems at hand, right? Like, you know, you're on these sites. How many of these women are already in relationships where they're either dating a guy or married to a guy?
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I will date several different women and let them know ahead of time, like, well, you know, if you're interested in me, you need to at least let me know, so, because I'm dating other people to broaden my horizons and, you know, I'm getting older. There's no reason why I shouldn't go out and date. But, yeah, I understand they're probably dating people, and I'm dating people, so I'm not...
Well, you know, like you said, though, some are actually married.
Oh,
yeah, so, yeah, don't even say anything about it.
I have messed around with a married woman before, but that wasn't on the dating site. Her stepdaughter was into me, and brought her to the party we went to.
Huh? But, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that lies my issue, though, is that, like, okay, when guys say they want a relationship, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so what's out there? Guys will acknowledge that a lot of women on these sites are currently in some form of a situationship, right? Oh, there's a guy they're with, or their husband, or they got a sugar daddy, whatever like their situation is, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they're simultaneously on this site, any of these sites. So then likewise, the thing is like, but here's the thing though, dude. If you then are with whatever woman you meet from one of these sites, you're not inheriting that same issue. You see what I'm saying? Of, you know, the possible risk of infidelity due to the fact that there are so many options online.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I do understand that too, but I don't know. I probably, if I were in that situation where I'd had to choose between dumping them or worry about getting cheating on, I'd probably just drop them. I don't know. I've kind of set more rules over the years about who I date as I've gotten older. Like, I want to say maybe 26 would be pushing, like, the lowest I'd go in age, just because I've talked to younger women, a lot of them don't have a lot to offer just as far as conversation. And I think I dated a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
And she had gotten pregnant. She's from here, but I was going to college in the next town over, mm-hmm. or two towns over. And she'd gotten pregnant and got a hold of me. He's like, "Don't be mad." And I was like, "Well, I kind of have a feeling I'm about to be upset because you called me out of the
bar." Oh, shit.
And she's like, "I'm pregnant." And I was like, "Well, I'm guessing it's not mine." And she's like, "Yeah, I hooked up this guy, but he's real abusive and I hate that I did it." And I was like, "Well, I guess we're not dating anymore." And so after I'd stopped talking to her, I think within a month, she had married some guy she had went to high school with, and she was still sending me nudes after she had the kid. She's like, "I'm almost back in shape," and all that. You're like, she's going to, I'm like, "Well, good to know. Later."
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
Therein lies the issue, though, is that, you know, I told guys when I was on Nick's show that, you know, for years, I said the easiest chick to smash in the current day is the marriage chick.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially if...
And yeah, I still hear guys wanting to get married. Like, it baffles my mind, though, because guys have, like, this cognitive dissonance where they're saying, "Oh, no, man, I want X, Y, and Z. You know, I want marriage." And it's like, yeah, they'll still acknowledge. You know, reminds me of, okay, it's like this. Everyone acknowledges that the biggest hoe is the pastor's daughter, right? Preacher's daughter is the biggest hoe.
Yeah.
Yet, if a guy meets a preacher's daughter, no, the marriage, she's different. You see what I'm saying? It's like, dude...
I knew a girl that I grew up with her, and her parents were extremely strict. We both went to church. We both went to a Christian school early on, and we first getting out of college, she went on base to meet her boyfriend and ended up having sex with a whole platoon. I'm not in any illusion that women say one thing and do another, but I've met several different kinds of women, but you can't trust a lot of them. That's probably the dominant group of women I've met, for sure.
Right.
But especially in this town, our town's full of probably skankier. Anytime I've thought I've heard the worst story about a woman, someone surprises me.
Right.
I'm extreme, maybe not extremely picky as far as look. Well, I have certain looks and certain things I'm looking for, but I'm willing to give some people a chance in case not right about my convictions.
Right.
Well, hold on now. This is the irony. Yep. When you're saying you're willing to give someone a chance for X, Y, and Z, remember this. If someone is still on the dating market at a certain age, there's a reason they're still on the dating market. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand that.
Good
too.
Point.
Yeah.
Like, if you meet a girl and you're like, "Oh man, you know, she's so amazing. She's 29. It's like, wait a minute. How would a girl who's so amazing be single at 29? You see what I'm saying? She should have been married at like 19 to the, I don't know, 24.
Yeah. And I understand too, a lot of them, not a lot of them, some of them partied up and sleep around, do what they want to do. Pretty much kind of what I did in my 20s, except the woman's starting to do the same thing as the guy now. Yeah. So, well, it's kind of, they've probably been doing it for years.
Yeah.
But it's even more apparent now. They're less, they're not as good about hiding it as they used to be.
But they don't have to hide it.
Oh, no, they don't.
Because, they get praised for it.
Oh, yeah, it's equal rights. Yeah. But, no, my conviction, or the convictions, I'm thinking more body type than, yeah, I won't drop my convictions about how they act. You know, a lot of times you can't find out how they act until you actually meet them, and sometimes even then, you might want to date them for a while before you make any kind of commitment, because they can hold the act for a while.
Well, that's one of the main things I told guys, is that this chameleon pandemic is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these chicks, they present themselves one way. Tom Likas talked about this for years, that, like, you know, Shawn Michaels was married 4 different times, right? Okay. And he said these women were one way, like, oh, everything is cool, yeah, ball games, you know, drinking beer, everything that the guy wanted to do, she was cool with, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then out of nowhere, after you get married, all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I wasn't cool with any of that. Oh, see, yeah. The bait and switch.
You got to talk about the anime chick.
Which...
Yeah, remember what happened?
The girl I was dating.
Yeah.
She was cool. She's both... we were both religious, and she actually had a bit of autism, not terrible amount.
But yeah.
It was as if it were a disease, you know, just a slight amount of, not a full-blown case of autism. But anyway, she met me at work. And
yeah.
Said she'd we were talking about anime, and she's, oh, I love anime and all that. Well, so dated her for about a month or two, and she's okay, but didn't watch much anime except for, like, the romantic,
yeah, the weird stuff with no action, yeah,
all that. I think I showed her One Punch Man once. She said, that's pretty cool, and all that. But she, I think, came over one night, and she'd cooked dinner, and she said, well, I made it because my friend did it for her boyfriend, and he said, I'm gonna marry her. That's when he decided he was gonna marry her, because how she cooked it. But I was like, yeah, it's gonna take more than a meal to win me over. I'm pretty good cook myself. But she kept wanting more commitment. I think at one point we were making out, and I'd grabbed her ass or something. She kind of got off put, and I'm like, what? She's like, well, you grab my butt. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, that's okay, but I need to see more commitment. And I was like, I'm coming over to your house a couple of times a week. I'm not cheating on you, obviously. And I'm hanging, I'm giving up some of my time for you, which I felt like was as committed as I could get. So, I decided that wasn't going to be long term. So, yeah.
Well, the question I have for you is this. What can they offer that you don't already have yourself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a tough one. I mean...
You like that? You like Ricky Gervais when he's thinking about what women are funny?
Well, yeah,
he's like,
I mean, you almost look for like a mutual, maybe friendship with sex, like maybe a closer friendship, like your best friends, except without penises. And add the breast and vagina, and I think that, and some,
it's like, you bigot, don't you know that women have fetuses these days?
I still hadn't figured that out. I will swipe left on a 12 o'clock shadow.
No. It's like, nope, that's a guy.
I don't care if they do like to fish. No.
Oh. That's so fucked up. Well, the thing is, though, you're in this position, right? Yeah. You're looking for whatever. My thing is this. Okay, so you're aware of the bait and switch. You're aware of the laws. You're aware of hyperinflation. I'm sure you know about how bad the schools are, right? And yet earlier you said that if you wind up in a relationship because of how messed up things are, more than likely, let's be honest, most people are going to have to, both mom and dad need to work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yet we all agree on how bad the school system is. So the question is, like, why is any man, this includes you, wants to get into a relationship and have kids in this current climate?
Yeah. I've got nieces and nephews. I'm not necessarily having to have kids.
Right.
I mean, as far as our family legacy, if that's what we're into, I mean, that should pass on. But, And right now, I've had my nieces for 2 weeks now, and I could probably use a break. You can't get that if you got them all the time. But,
You haven't been able to watch nothing but Supergirl.
Oh, man, that is the worst.
Not the new one now. This is the old one.
The 1984 Supergirl, I showed it to her, and that's all she wants to watch. At least it's not like, I want to watch Barney all day.
Yeah.
That's her dad wanted to watch when he was younger.
And it's not woke. Make sure they don't have any woke content.
I wouldn't be upset if I just ended up with a good job and if I did have kids, the wife wanted to stay home and homeschool them. Because even the private school now would be...
Yeah, it's just too cucked.
Trying to be woke. And,
private school is cucked, man. And then that's when I told people, I go, but here's my issue, though. What is it that you're going to get out of a relationship that has a label that you can't get out of whatever situation you're in without a label? You see what I'm saying? Because, like, a man can get sex now without commitment. He can get... quote unquote companionship without commitment, right?
Oh yeah.
All the things that men sought women for in a bygone era, they can all get now without committing.
Oh yeah. Maybe I just like the old scenario and just trying to find that high.
That could be a good, you're just looking for the chemical high.
You think about,
right.
I think a lot of people still chase that high school love that they had when they were just so, I can't live without this person and all that.
Yeah.
But, maybe in a more sure scale than what it used to be.
They romanticize this stuff so much, like in the anime and even in the movies and things.
Oh, yeah.
They really romanticize that.
But, yeah, I have friends that are girls that we'd probably be really great as a couple, but... not worried about if we never become a couple, but I don't know, maybe the older I've gotten too, I'm not hunting after things as much as I used to,
right?
And that helps you step back and take a look and check the warning signs better, and if you're not in a rush for it, it's not as life-wrecking.
Right. Well, you give less a damn when you get older, too.
Oh, and really, the less of a damn helps you, because women can't stand for you not to give a complete damn about them.
Right.
That girl, like I was telling you, she had the kid, and we're up for going, and it was like the night before my birthday, and she'd called at the last minute, and she's like, I can't calm him down and all that. And he's like, he's old enough that I wouldn't give a shit if he threw a fit. I'd be like, well, just leave him, let him throw his fit. Come on, let's go. And but I was like, well, if you can't help it, you can't help it. I said, I'll see you later. I'm going out. And she's like, well, you're still going out? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to let you ruin my good time. Man. She has been blowing up my phone ever since then, for the past 2 months. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. You're hitting me up. But unless you want to go on a date and actually have fun, I got anything for you.
Well, talk about...
Well, that's always been a staple, right? When you care less, you get more, right? You care more, you get less.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that girl about the Batman thing.
which one.
Remember, you wanted she wanted to know if you wanted to watch the Batman?
I'm thinking.
There was a girl you said that wanted to watch the Batman, and you said you've already seen it twice, and you said it was like, what, a 3-hour movie, and you didn't feel like really watching it again at that time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she automatically said, well, because you don't want to watch the Batman, then I guess you don't have time for me. And she...
Yeah. I think that
was... Wow, that was a little entitled.
I think that was so quick, and I'd almost forgot about it. It really wasn't that long ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Batman just came out on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just... think my time's valuable enough. I mean, if they want to go see, I have gone and seen movies with someone after seeing it, but
right.
I mean, oh no, I know what you're. Yeah, I know who you're talking about now, because we went and saw The Lost City, and that was a badass movie. But
it's a rom-com. It is a rom-com, but it's an action rom-com. So it's not... I actually didn't think it was that bad.
I thought it was funny. And but yeah, we went and saw that. And the same one that said that was... what was it? She... I hadn't talked to her in a week or so. Or maybe even a few days. It wasn't really long from talking to her. And I'd hit her up, asked her how everything was going and all that. She's like, well, I thought we couldn't be friends because you hadn't hit me up. And I'm like, well, that...
She's being really kind of...
that kind of solved my problem. I'm not going to hit her up anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't want any...
What do these women say they want from you, right? Because you know, you have your own... wants, needs, and expectations. What are they saying they want from you when you're meeting them?
You know, they... I think a lot of times I'll ask them what they're looking for. They usually say just a nice guy with a good heart and all that. Likes to get out. I mean, it's crazy. It sounds terrible. That Russian I've been talking to.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, tell us about the Russian.
She writes these almost like... She's copying off of old poetry. It's just right. So corny and so cheesy. Like, I can't live with it. I was like, you've never met me in person. Why would you think you can't live without me? You're doing it pretty well so far.
KGB agent.
Yeah. But she was wanting to come over here. And I said, what the hell? If you come here, I'll give you a place to stay for a little bit. And she asked, she's like, we need to work together on this. I was like, well, let me put it this way. I'm not spending any money to get you over here, but I will give you a place to lay your head if you want to come. And so she's taken out all these loans and stuff, and she hit me up recently and said she had another loan. They won't let her come to the country. She went for an interview. I'm like, well, that sucks. But I'm not wasting any money on it. So that's her problem. I told her it wasn't a good idea when she started it. So either she's really going for a long scam, because it's not a whole lot of money that she's asking
for. How much is she asking for?
I think like $600.
Oh, it is.
Something like, but I wouldn't talk to someone for 4 months for $600.
Right.
And so, and she's weird. Unless $600 goes a long way in Russia. I don't know.
I think so.
Fact is, I'm not spending any money on her.
Right.
So she's on her own. But.
And you had another one that was a scam. You've had a few of them that were really convincing and you weren't sure at first. But.
Oh, I'm talking to this...
you had an Asian, I think, that was a scam.
Oh, Asian? It wasn't much to scam about. She was just... a lot of them say put their location as where we're at.
Yeah.
And then when you talk to them, they actually are in California or some other in weird China.
Oh. Yeah,
they do that a lot. They'll hide their age. See, I had an issue when I went on Plenty of Fish, and a girl said she was 26, and then she texts me and she says, "Oh, I'm actually 17." Like, what?
No, I won't. Oh. No, if they even hint 17, I would not mess with them.
No.
Of course, I won't mess with them unless they look about 26, but...
See, the problem is they can pull that crap off with all the fake-up and stuff they use these days, too. Yeah. And it's really... that's what they used to do in the rock concerts. The girls used to, 16-year-old girls used to dress themselves up, and all these big-time bands, you know, Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses, they got with these young
girls.
They
knew they were young.
I don't know.
I'm pretty positive on this. I don't know. The older I am, the younger 16-year-olds look.
Right.
Of course, you know, I looked like I was 12 when I was 18, so... I've aged pretty gracefully since then.
Right.
Guys, well, when you're in this area, right, and you're seeing the girls and all that, like what they're about, like, what is it that is going to allow you to have some kind of hope to find what you're looking for? If, let's face it, you're saying you're 40, but you haven't found what you're looking for. What makes you think that, like, now is the time to keep looking?
Really, I hadn't been looking probably the past... Well, since that last date, I kind of wrote that Russian keep in contact with her, but I'd started that out as a pen pal anyway.
Right.
I wasn't planning on talking to her seriously. But, right at the moment, I can go without dating. So, I mean, if I happen to date, it'd be a surprise, but I'm not putting it out of the question, but... I'm fine either way.
The reason why I bring that up is because, let's face it, we're heading to the time where, you know, I don't know if you know this, they've done a report, there's more single women on planet Earth now than in recorded history, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to be in a situation where, like, whatever woman is looking to talk to you right now in 2022, she's looking at you as a fucking mark. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's probably going to be a scam because money...
It's a scam.
Inflation's going to bring all those out of the woodwork. Yeah. And, that's for sure.
Yeah, somebody scammed my phone this week. That scared the hell out of me. They changed all my information and everything. I had to go in there. Yes, they scammed my phone.
Man.
Shoo, yeah. They're trying to get... You know what? It was a California number. It said, so they were trying to get free phone service in California. Yep.
Wow. You pay for your minutes, don't you?
Yeah.
I wonder how they... Or they just got your banking information?
No, they changed my account to put to their number.
Just so they could get so 10 they could extra get, minutes?
No. I don't pay for my minutes. I pay $60 a month.
Well, I know what you pay, but how far have you been into it? And anyway, of course, maybe they don't know what...
Kind of
phone or account.
They knew what it was. They hacked the information in my main account. It literally sent me a message that says, "Your account information has been updated. If you didn't do this..." I said, "No, I didn't do this." So I found out what was going on.
Yeah. See, I won't holler at anyone that asks to see their cam. That's always stupid.
Yeah.
You already know there's...
Yeah. Subscribe to this or catch me on this site. Well, no, let me ask you the flip side of that, though. From the guy's perspective, there's so many catfish out there, especially in the online dating world, that it's smart for the guy to say, "All right, I'll FaceTime you."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good, too. But, the Asian.
Yeah.
That was the one you're probably talking about. She was talking about FaceTime, and this was a FaceTime of the girl from the pictures. It was...
They sometimes use pre-recorded footage.
Probably. I don't know unless they hacked this girl's phone.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, was her masturbating. She was fully naked and all that. And was like, "Show me your dick." And I'm like, "Oh, that's already..."
No, that's
a
already
sign.
No.
And
I was like, "No, that's all right." Well, I did a Google Face search and all that. It was this famous, it was from this famous video game from player from Twitch.
Oh, really?
And she's from Canada.
Okay.
But it was definitely not her because they said they were from our area.
Right.
And all that. But that FaceTime, you can't even trust it now.
Yep.
But
they've done got to that point.
But yeah, I mean, I've just gotten very good at researching, and if they take offense to me researching, checking their face and all that,
yeah,
I almost found that more satisfying than actually going on a date with them. There was one girl that had wanted to meet me and sent me a photo of her, and it had a little watermark name on there. I googled the name. It was some porn star's Instagram account. And they were still planning on me coming to Little Rock to meet them. I was like, nah. And I was like, who is, why is your photo a porn star? Oh, I used to work in porn. I was like, as of last week? Because you say you're from here. It says here you're in Miami.
Right.
Of course, they were doubling down like, well, come on, I'll show you. And all that. And I'm like, nah, I don't feel like getting robbed or shooting someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most likely, concealed carry. So.
Oh, yeah, he's got concealed carry. That's one thing about this area.
Yeah, you kind of got to nowadays.
Oh, yeah, it's getting bad. So, does anybody have any closing remarks, anything like this before we end this out?
I thought this is an interesting conversation. I do. Yeah, I know where you're coming from. Right now probably would not be the best time to be looking for someone.
Absolutely.
And if you are, be very cautious. And I'd probably limit it to people you could verify through other friends, or kind of like old school dating. But you could do it online. But then again, you still got to spend money and everything's more expensive.
Absolutely.
Or you got to find a real cheap activity y'all can do together.
Gas here is nearly $5. It's getting bad. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right? Well, I got to ask you this, though. What would it take for you to go ahead and leave the market? Because, you know, we got guys that are commenting right now. I tell guys all the time how bad it is. Like, I got married buddies, like, you know, my man Nick Ricada. And guys like Nick don't know how bad it is out there, right?
Yeah.
And I said, Nick, it's over. Like, for all intents and purposes, man, it is over out there. Like, what would it take for you to finally be like, okay, yeah, I'm out? You know, is it something like Johnny Depp losing this case, where even if you do get a relationship and things do work out, at any point she flips the script and says you did something to her, is that what it would take for a guy like you to, like, just bow out?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had that happen, too.
Wow!
Luckily, it was we could go a little longer.
Okay. Okay.
So I was going to my friend. This is one of my close friends. I've known him for about at least 20 years, and him and his wife were just married, and her cousin was over, and every night, her cousin be like, hey, you can sleep in my bed and all that. And I was like, okay. So I sleep in bed and we make out a little bit, but she's kind of hesitant. So I was like, okay, go back to sleep. And like the third day, we're pretty toasted. And anyway, she, so we get to fooling around, fingering, blowjob.
Right,
just,
right.
You know, that sort of thing. And afterward, she's already talking about relationship. I was like, well, I've only known you for 3 days. I said, I'm not out of the question for a relationship, but let's actually date and get to know one another, see if you can tolerate me. And so she went and told my friend's wife, it's also my friend, and I forced myself on her. And
what?
Yeah. And so she went to my friend that she's married to and told her, and he's like, no, he would never do that. I can promise you that. He's not that kind of guy. And so anyway, they confronted her about it, and she said, "Yeah, I was lying because he." But yeah, it could have gone the other way easily, but if I hadn't known the people that she was related to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Damn.
And that was before the internet dating was really big. Maybe 2007, 2008.
Well, what about if it hadn't gone that way and they hadn't, that, you know, like things didn't work out that way?
Well, I'd probably be released this year and we'd have a more to talk about.
Fighting the advances
of the female inmates in prison.
But the question is, would you go back to the dating market after that? That would probably be a hard question. I mean, you wouldn't know until you had the experience.
I mean, you could ask a rape victim
right
when's the right time for them to go back.
Right.
I mean, honestly, if I was convicted, I was more upset.
Wrongly convicted.
I was upset about it, but I was like, well, it made me more cautious and more aware, and I think I was actually one of the people that learned from it and tried to make myself better out of it. But I'd probably be pretty messed up if I had sent to prison over it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what I find funny is that, like, okay, the guys that will say, like, hey, I want this, like, let's say, you know, it's what Coach Greg Adams calls it, the Hulk strategy, right? But have you noticed that as you verbalize your experiences, you realize how shitty it is out there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like saying, like, you know, it's like whether you got Me Too, whether, you know, you're dealing with single mom, like, look at the quality of women out there, right? They all got, almost all have high body counts. A lot of them are popping pills. A lot of them use, you know, drugs and alcohol to cope.
Yeah.
A lot of them are playing games. They got multiple guys that they're dealing with. You got women doing open prostitution with OnlyFans and sugar daddy sites and stuff. So it's like, if you start to cut away all of those things, what percentage of women out there do you believe is marriage material?
You cut all those
things. I mean, there's probably still...
But don't forget, they have a fucking cook, too. So don't just tell me she has a pretty face and she's nice. Women that, like, basically represent the old standard of what women used to be and what they brought to the table.
Maybe 15%. Maybe 15 to 20%.
Wow, that's higher than I expected.
That's actually really damn high.
I would think so, but it would depend on location too. Probably, like our area, I don't see a lot of people with the faces for OnlyFans, but
if you don't mind, a couple missing teeth.
I don't know.
Hey, look, those foot pics is cracking though, man. They gotta start with the feet. If the face is busted, they're gonna go ahead. They're gonna start with the foot, and they work their way up the leg.
Oh yeah, but yeah, they're out there because I've met them. Some of them, I think a girl I'm talking to now, and it's not. I don't think it's that far of a distance now. With gas being what it is, it actually is. It's probably about a 100-mile trip or so. Coming and going, it's probably 200 miles, but if I was going and hanging out on the weekends or something, it wouldn't be bad, and then make a decision from there. But I mean, they're there, you just have to, I don't know if a lot of people are looking for them, or a lot of guys, I think younger guys especially, aren't even thinking about problems coming into play, or they could be accused of something or ask for money, or
they're getting more red pill aware. We will say that.
Yeah.
The younger guys are definitely getting more red pill aware.
Yeah, I think the older you are, it's kind of like went diamond hunting here in Arkansas.
Right.
And I mean, you can go out there green and you might find a diamond, but chances are it's just quartz you're going to come across. But there's these guys over there that are sifting, and they've got these little bags full of diamonds and they've put their kids through college and all that. They're older, they've been doing it longer, and they know what they're looking for now.
Right.
And they almost find it right off the bat.
Right. So but it's like looking for a diamond like in a mine.
I think age comes wisdom in that field. But if you're going to mess with it, you definitely have to adapt to the game. Because women are playing a game a lot of times.
Yeah, they are now, especially. Do you think it's worse now than it used to be? As far as the dating?
100 times worse. I mean, even if you met in, public, you'd probably... Back then,
oh yeah,
the barfly would pretty much be the closest you'd come to the women on the internet that are trying to get something out of you.
Right.
But the only difference is a couple of beers isn't going to make you bankrupt. most likely you hadn't given her a real name anyway, so she isn't going to know who to accuse.
And even the few dates that I had, I mean, they were for friends of friends.
Yeah. Yeah, some of my better dates have been friends of friends.
Mm-hmm. Friends of friends, people from, you know, when I went to school, stuff like that.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, you know, Rim actually kind of does like a natural check if you think about it. Like, okay, with the internet, because it's a whole marketplace now, right?
Yeah.
I think that we're in that position where back when it was a friend of a friend, your reputation mattered because people knew who you were. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like the checklist on the profile. Of course, people...
Yep.
Yeah, at least you had secondhand knowledge of it. But
yeah, it was harder to lie back in the day, man. Like, if you tried to, like, you know, front like you were, like, a upstanding citizen or something, the world was too small back then, so people would have been able to figure you out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, wait, who are you dating? Who are you talking to? And they could be like, oh, hold up, man. Yeah, she went to this school, and she was this, or he was that. Like, people kind of knew.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. But that, if I were to recommend a dating for someone, I'd probably say the Facebook, just because it's friend of a friend, and you could kind of do something similar if they knew the person.
Right.
But that would probably be your best bet on that. But Upward, like I said, that's always a decent one. And but yeah, meeting in person, I prefer way over online dating.
Yeah, same here. I like meeting people in person.
I've got more personality in person than I do online. I think that's with anybody anyway.
And it's so easy to say the wrong shit online that you don't say in person.
It's in a different tone.
Yeah,
than
it's a different tone.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's definitely a harder scene right now. But like I said, I hadn't even checked it in the past month, and I know my Bumble's been filling up. But Onward's filling up. But,
yeah. I mean, I will add that you're what, 7 foot?
6'5".
6'5".
Why would I be you know I'm not 7 foot.
6'5" is still that's one of the things they're looking
There's
for.
There's a big difference between 6'5" and 7 foot.
Lord, I thought you were 7'2" for a while.
Yeah, I fooled you.
You'll be able to get think Andre the Giant, what was he like? 8?
He's like 7'2" or...
He's like 7'2", between 7'2" and 7'4", right?
Yeah, he's like 500 pounds. His bones were collapsing on himself because he wouldn't stop growing.
Right.
But yeah, I think he made it 5 years past when they said he was going to die.
Drank 300 beers.
45.
Did he drink 300 beers? I can't remember.
Yeah, his beers were, I remember he drank 156 in one sitting.
I believe it. And,
damn.
Oh yeah, he drank a bottle of vodka.
Well, I mean, there was this picture where you would see him standing next to Arnold and I believe somebody else, and Arnold just looked tiny compared. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he's next to Will Chamberlain. They're holding Arnold up. Like, dude, guys that big. And think like this, though. By modern standards, women would find something to say women would find something to say about him, right? Like guys like Arnold, Will, whatever. Like, they'd be like, well, he's not this enough. He's not that enough. Like, I think that's why more and more people are just kind of like, yeah, whatever, man. The young, like, I'm with Grimm on this. The young bucks are actually the ones who are red-pilled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the young dudes aren't even looking at relations, bro. Like, they're like, yeah, no, I'm good, fam.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in the game. Well, if they're not playing games, they're you know, focusing on other things. They're going to the gym. They're focusing on their money, all that kind of stuff, which is good. I mean, I'm glad they're doing it. They're taking women out of the equation.
Oh, yeah. That's, well, you know,
I mean, they're buying dolls. We got the doll guys. We got the pillow guys. We got the Fumo. There's so much different stuff. And I was talking to a roboticist, just had an amazing conversation with a roboticist. He was telling me about you'd be able to put on glasses and just see your little anime waifu character sitting there next to you and interact with it like that, or virtual reality. And that could really happen too for, I mean, a lot of these guys.
I mean, you're still,
they're like,
not coking your relationship, basically.
Well, yeah, but some guys would
rather drink real coke.
But some guys would rather have that. Like, I know there are some people, they don't like drinking. Like, they don't like drinking.
They don't like human interaction and,
well, yeah, something like, well, not, it's not only that. They just kind of prefer the that experience.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. Yeah. I'm all in favor of sex toys. I just think it's a whole nother level of commitment
it's
when you
different.
Got a whole dead body lying in your closet.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that. I mean, it's glasses now. I told you about the new glasses.
Yeah,
that
you're talking about the hologram.
Just put those glasses on.
You're talking
and there you go.
Ready Player One stuff.
Well, we're not. No, not to that level. But I'm just saying, you put on a pair of glasses, and there she is. Boom. And then you say, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to go to bed. Boom. And you don't have to worry about her saying, but why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you? Oh, nope, sorry. I'm done. Glasses are off. Going to bed.
Because I was thinking.
So, I don't know. I think a lot of the guys are going to be doing that.
Well,
it just, the technology just has to catch up is really what it is. I mean,
I agree.
Yeah, but it will happen.
Yeah, at this point, it's out of the hands of a lot of people, man. It's just going to be about, you know, I was watching,
okay.
This girl has a channel called Popcorn in Bed, a good YouTube channel, reaction videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was watching Ex Machina, and she remarked on how, like, you know, how, like, dangerous and eerily close that's becoming to reality, right? Of these, you know, basically the fembots, right?
Yeah.
And I see that getting eerily close, man. Like, closer than people think.
Well,
where people just check out.
Yeah, if you had something like that, it wouldn't stab you. I'd probably be in favor of something.
Well, we're not, like I said, like Revy said, we're not going to be getting into that level for a very long time. But what we will probably have more like is virtual reality. And, I mean, they're going to have a little suit that you wear, so it's going to feel a lot like the real. I mean, they're going to be able to mimic, like they're working on right now. They've got something, this is pretty scary, but they're trying to work on the feeling of suffocation, which I don't honestly know why in the world somebody would want
to
be virtually suffocated.
Military loved suffocation.
Oh, yeah. But that's what they're working on. You know, they're working on, basically you'll feel rain on your face. They've even got kissing simulations. They're trying to work on all this to where it feels natural. So, obviously, when you get with these games and programs they're working on, you just plug it in, and it's like some of these futuristic movies of the 90s. You go in there, and there you go. You can feel all the sensations, and you take everything off, and you're going to bed. In fact, I even envisioned a world where I think that people will have their little suits on. They're going to make them more comfortable because people will go to sleep in them. I think there's going to be a growing amount of single people, and what they're going to do is they're just going to put their headsets on and have their suits on, and they're going to get with their little partner, whatever the hell they have, in some virtual reality, and then they're just going to take their stuff off, turn off the light, and go to bed, and that's what people are going to do for the next number of years.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it's looking like.
It's possible.
I mean, I'm not saying...
Yeah, it's also like Demolition Man, where it's more VR-based.
Yeah, we're heading there. I mean, Demolition
affected
so much.
Now, I will say, if more people red-pilled and stopped giving women attention like that,
stop worshiping them.
Yeah, it probably would morph back into a more traditional relationship setting, because they'd have to adapt.
Right,
but
I don't see
that
coming.
They would probably still find, it would probably be a hybrid. They'd still be looking for the 1%. In the sea of millions.
There's just too many simps out there. I mean, there was this one image that Hoshioni shared in my server, and I got mad because I actually saw that shared with Lean Beef Patty, who, I mean, I like what she stood for at the beginning. She was this fit chick. She was trying to tell guys how to, you know, exercise and get in shape.
Well, I know she wanted but over now, on the fit chick because
but now,
into them muscle girls.
Yeah, but now she was, they were pretty much showing her, oh, mildly muscular women are like gods. And then one of the guys, Whip, actually went into the Reddit, and he was talking about how these guys are like, oh, you can't post any of her workout routines. You can't post da-da-da-da. Like, they had strict rules on what you could do because she was just a money-making thing. Like, she was just using all that to make money. And yeah, it was all about these guys simping her. Oh, I want... And I'm like, no, this is ridiculous. So, yeah, even though I thought she was, you know, pretty attractive and I liked her at first, it's like, nope, she's just another damn ethot.
Yeah, well, it's,
yep,
with age and research come...
Yeah. I mean, and that's what wisdom. We're that's what we're having. I mean, it's the VTubers, then you had your Twitch thoughts, and then you have the muscle girls. Whatever thing happens, and there's the goth chicks, whatever kind of style, some ethot is on it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the simps won't stop. And that's the problem. No. We don't have men anymore.
Yeah, I've always said to Grim that guys are going to simp harder. You know, yeah, people that thought like the, you know, like more and more guys will check out, right?
Yeah.
But like as many guys that check out will never, will ever match the amount of simps, right? Because most guys out there are so desperate, right, for female attention, the validation, and the illusion of a relationship, right? That they don't, I mean, it's prey and mantis level out here now. I mean, these guys, I mean, guys are going to be basically in the, I say within the next 5 years, you're going to see cuckold relationships become the new norm in our society.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about what guy gets a relationship by in modern day, right? It is only a cuck.
Yeah.
Because if a guy can get sex without a relationship and, you know, he's seen female nature, he's not going to sign up for that contract, right? He's like, oh, I'm not getting married. I'm not going to be doing blah, blah, blah. So Joe will sign up. The simp, right? The cuck.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. Every time.
Every time. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much he's humiliated. He gets no sex. He's a pay pig. I mean, Amaranth is reason enough alone to give you no hope.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous. She owns, like, what, 12 gas stations?
Yeah, all from the simps.
Right.
Look, blowing into a mic, that's how many simps you have on Earth, man.
I know, it's
ridiculous. That's sad.
And the horse face thing.
Yeah, just the horse face.
That's
one thing. Good for her.
She put a big horse head on her and started acting like a horse on the... On the Twitch, and she got all these...
Sounds like a fetish to me.
I guess it did, because it made her a lot of damn money. I'm just like, what?
A lot of money.
Hell is going on.
And they tried to ban her. She was right back. They're not going to ever ban Amaranth. She makes too much money.
Absolutely.
A lot of those Amish men going to public libraries like, oh, Jebediah. Do it to me, you Abe Lincoln motherfucker.
It's one mighty fine horse.
Said if you fuck your horse, you always have a ride home.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being on our show, Drex. It was a great conversation, as always.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely, man. Great talking to you.
Ahead and chill. Let us know. How can we?
Yeah, definitely head over to Big Town Podcast, MIGTOWN, Big Town Podcast. Also, Big Town Arcade. We're always doing stuff over there, having all kinds of wild guests, talking about whatever topics. We just did a roller coaster stream and a summer stream about favorite memories, stuff like that. All kinds of stuff. Check it out. I'm also always on Raquel Law's channel. I was hanging with my man, Nick.
If you don't sub to Nick Riccata, you should. He just covered the Depp trial. Hopefully that's going to be a victory for Depp. I don't know. I've got my fingers crossed, but
I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced. I never underestimate the power of simps.
Yeah. You're right. All right, well, this will be the Grim Lord and DP and Drex, and we are out. We'll see you next time on Grim Interviews.
Later.
Peace out, y'all.